round wooden thing that you could put stuff in. It's got wooden staves, you know, and all that. Flour used to be packed in them. Great big quart of flour.
Barrel.
And those things that run around the barrel, those metal things, round things that run around the barrel.
Ribs.
To keep the staves in place?
The ribs.
Okay. You know, I don't know if, you know, if you remember this or not. You might have seen them. There was a fad. Everybody in the world had a hula.
Hula.
Yeah. You seen those things? You ever tried to use them?
Yeah, both Bobby were once.
Mm-hmm. Well, say if you were pouring some liquid into a bottle that had a real narrow mouth, what could you use to keep the liquid from spilling all over the place?
Cork.
Okay, but while you were pouring it in, something you could pour it into? It's got kind of a, it's kind of wide at the top, but then it gets narrow at the bottom. You pour it
funnel.
In. Yeah, okay. And something that you would use if you were driving a buggy, you'd crack it over the horses.
Whip.
Yeah. Say if you went to the grocery store, if you went to the warehouse, food center, and you bought something, what would the grocery boy put it in so you could carry it home?
Grocery bag.
Yeah. What would that be made of?
Brown toilet paper.
Okay. And say if you wanted to buy, about 25 pounds of sugar, what would that come in?
Paper
what?
Bag.
Okay. Or say, have you ever seen a bag that was a sack made out of this real rough material, brown, coarse material, kind of cloth-like?
Yeah.
Pecan, the fertilizer might come in?
Yeah, I've seen it. Okay. It's kind of like a mash bag.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people call it anything?
The purse sack.
Purse sack. Yeah. You ever heard of a crumper sack or a tote sack?
Tote sack.
Okay. And if that lamp right over there burned out, you'd have to replace the
bulb, light bulb.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard, say if you had a wood pile outside, you had a fireplace that you burned wood in, you wanted to, your father went out to get some?
Mm-hmm.
All he could carry in his two arms. You say he brought in a? Okay. And if your mother was taking some clothes out to hang up on the line, what would she probably take them out there in?
Clothes.
Okay. We talked about a barrel a minute ago. Something like a barrel. Looks like a barrel, except it's smaller. Maybe about like that. Nails used to come in, or gunpowder used to come in.
Shut it down.
Gives with K, a cat.
Keg?
Yeah. Okay. What about this thing, a musical instrument you can play like this, blowing on it?
Harmonica?
Yeah. You ever tried to play one?
Yeah. Mostly it's hard to play.
Have you ever seen one that you played, not a harmonica, but you kind of...
Piccolo?
Well, no, it makes kind of a twanging noise, and you pluck at the side of it.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, those things
like. The wire thing moves back and forth and makes a buzzing noise. Some kind of harp, or... You ever heard it called a juice harp, or juice harp? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that. What do you call the thing you pound nails with, that's all?
Hammer.
Okay.
Stop.
Do you happen to know what the part of a wagon is on the front of the wagon, that long wooden piece that goes between the horses?
Let's see. A stake?
A stake or